WDR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. As families mourn from a mass shooting that left 11 people dead in Southern California, 7 people were killed in 2 different shootings in the Northern California community of Half Moon Bay. ABC's Alex Stone was in Monterey Park at the scene of Saturday's mass shooting.
The timing of this, well, the scene is still active and the investigation is underway here in Southern California. Now another mass shooting a few hundred miles north in the Bay Area. Governor Gavin Newsom tweeting he was at a hospital here meeting with victims when he was pulled out and advisor had been another shooting.
A suspect is in custody. The Gun Violence Archive says there have been more mass shootings than days in 2023, with 36 already this year. A D.C. jury convicted 4 more members of the far-right Oath Keepers militia group for engaging in a seditious conspiracy to stop the certification of President Joe Biden's election victory on January 6, 2021. Former top FBI official Charles McGonigal was arrested over ties to a Russian oligarch. He pleaded not guilty Monday. This is ABC News. The FDA is proposing most Americans receive 1 annual COVID vaccine similar to the flu. Officials say the goal is to eliminate confusion about how many vaccine doses people need. The exception would be for people at high risk of severe disease, including senior citizens and those who are immunocompromised. The proposal suggests these groups continue receiving 2 shots. Some beloved candy characters seem to be out of a job.
If you love those M&M spokes candies, today might be a dark chocolate day.
It just looks like my milk chocolate is showing.
The candy brand announcing that the candy characters are going on indefinite hiatus. M&M saying in a statement that recent changes to the characters' footwear and other things became polarizing. And that's the last thing they want, since M&Ms are all about bringing people together. The talking chocolates being put on pause, with actress Maya Rudolph as the new face of the brand. In the past year, the female characters ditched their boots and high heels for more sensible footwear, and some, including Fox News' Tucker Carlson, called the move, quote, less sexy and too woke. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hump day equals hump day. Greg Bach day.
It is. It
Yeesh.
Is. Put that on your tombstone.
Oh, yeah.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Yes, you've just convinced me towards a burial service now. That's it.
Wait, was it cremation before? Was that your go-to?
Viking funeral?
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Always on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, "Mom, we'll figure it out."
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
We have free ad space that we want to give to small businesses across Wisconsin. Save the application date on Thursday, January 26th. Only. And you can find it on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. You can also find it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's a friendly competition inside the Civic Media network of our hosts. So for this giveaway, be sure to tell them that you heard it from As Goes Wisconsin, Jane Matinair and Kristen Bry.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us during the 1 o'clock fun hour. As always, you can join the conversation at 844-967-2789. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And like I said, this is the fun hour. So more pop culture, human interest. This is kind of the hour that maybe it's a little less political, though everything's a little political.
It slips in sometimes.
Because later in this hour at 1:30, we talk about things slipping in or being secretive.
Yeah.
Sundance happened this last weekend. And at the very last minute, a new documentary was added to the lineup and then immediately was sold out because it was basically a secret, like a very well-kept secret. Who thought that those could even exist anymore?
Especially in Hollywood.
Especially in Hollywood. But a Brett Kavanaugh sexual assault documentary premiered at Sundance, and they managed to keep it a secret until it was live. So we're going to talk about that and some of the details of that documentary and how it made itself into Sundance. Before that, we'll talk about five more things you can do to slightly improve your life without really trying. But to start off this hour, if you liked the vagina talk last week, you're going to like this.
You're going to love this.
If you hated it, you may hate this too, but we're going for it.
It's a reality of life.
It is a reality of life. And it's another reason to, if you do not get your period, to have sympathy for those of us who do. And if you do, another reason just to be like, really? Ugh. So had you heard of this company before, Jane?
Never.
So it was hard to live in New York and not know this company. So the company is called Thinks. T-H-I-N-X.
Okay.
And they had very clever advertising that you would see kind of all over the subway, mostly on the subway is where I would see it. And I think just because of my typical, you know, things that I read and Jezebel and different like feminist outlets, like I had, I knew the brand. And it's period underwear. And so it's basically underwear that is reusable, that's washable, but that is also absorbent. We'll put it that way.
Great.
And as we now talk a lot about PFAS, and we talked a lot about it last week and how headline after headline, it's in our water, it's in our fish, it's in our makeup, and now it might be in Think's underwear. So as if we didn't have enough to deal with, right? So the company has settled a class action lawsuit. So they still deny that there is these kinds of chemicals in the product, but they did settle. So
isn't that easily provable?
I don't know. So this is kind of what I read about it. So they've settled a class action lawsuit alleging the brand's reusable period underwear contains potentially harmful chemicals known as PFAS. And a reminder, PFAS linked to infertility, lower immune systems, cancer. And so the company denied the allegations in the suit, but then agreed to partly reimburse customers who qualify, which where I read this, there's a link, so I can put that in today's notes if you are a customer and concerned about this. And so the company says that PFAS aren't in their product design, but it's, I don't know, I feel like when there's a settlement, sometimes it leaves, it's like if you were totally in the clear, why would you settle? Especially for a company that's not like, this is like a Fortune 500 company, right? So, but the problem is it's also a company that marketed their products as organic, sustainable, and non-toxic. So it's one thing if you didn't read the terms of service and were buying these products, but as far as like false advertising of what is in them, but it also makes sense because everything we know about what PFAS chemicals are used for is for like water resistance, water repellent type products, which you'd imagine a period resistance reusable underwear would
have.
So it just comes back to the bigger picture beyond what this is. I was not a user of these. I just remember the ads. And it's just another story, though, that just feels, it's so hard to be a person who gets your period. You know what I mean? It's just like the products available, like pads and tampons create a lot of waste. And those, if they're bleached and everything, have their own toxicity that, can be problematic. There's menstrual cups, which are cost effective, but can be messy for some people. There's also, I think Wisconsin is one of these, unless it changed in the last year. But there's still also a pink tax. There's also an increased sales tax on these products. And so it's like to also have this, which was a caught because it was not like protection. It was the replacement of a pad or tampon. And, it was cost saving. It was supposedly supposed to be eco-friendly.
And really the first advancement, not much has changed.
No.
In decades and decades and decades.
Oh, yeah. And there was also the tampon shortage last year. Remember that? Michael, for my birthday, gave me a box of tampons because he said there's a shortage. So this is how much I love you. But since the FDA doesn't require companies to list all the individual ingredients in tampons and pads. Do you know that?
No.
So
why on earth not? What, you only have to list the first five?
I don't know.
I
think it's the same thing with makeup, but that was the same thing as we were talking about last week with the studies that have been done on makeup. And most of those makeup companies don't list all of the ingredients in the makeup because they don't have to.
That seems problematic to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Yeah. So basically the advice that I've read in this is your options to stay clear of products that could be problematic is anything that has a fragrance, try to stay away from. Anything that is whitened or has like been dyed a certain color.
Okay.
It doesn't look like it's natural.
Natural, sure.
So if you kind of stay away from those things, it can help reduce your exposure to potentially harmful chemicals. But you can also call your lawmakers and try to push for more transparency on stuff like this.
That would be nice.
I guess New York passed a law that requires ingredients to be listed on period product packaging in the state, but there's still a long way to go. It was just, what's unfortunate is because specifically the CEO of this company is a woman. who everything in New York, like, I think her reputation, she's very eccentric, obviously has big ideas, but it kind of goes back to the cross section that, like, the idea of a feminist company to me, and I don't think I'm alone here, is an oxymoron.
Why is that?
Because I think some of the feminists, like, to be a for-profit company, and to be a successful for-profit company, ultimately makes you make decisions that combat what is best for your bottom line and what is actually best for your customers, your employees, your how you make your product.
Right.
And it's because she, I forgot what her name is, but I remember reading about her. She was kind of clumped into this, like, group of high-powered, innovative women CEOs with these feminist companies, and then kind of how all of them categorically end up having some kind of story written about them of how they didn't really live up to the title of, you know, feminist CEO who can do, you know, have these products that are good and do good, and ultimately they're still capitalists at the end of the day.
Is it Maria Mulland?
Is that? I think CEO.
That's who came up when I, after Thinx's founder dramatically left.
I'm talking about the founder.
Oh, okay.
Because the founder left because she had some other scandal as far as potentially, I think she was
sexual,
like,
harassment or
yes,
something.
In front of employees. And so, anyways, PSA for anyone who is potentially using these products, but also PSA in general of just knowing what is available and safe for you to use with something that you inevitably have to deal with monthly until, you know, until you don't.
For a couple decades.
At least we don't have to, like, I don't know, sometimes I feel like we're missing out at when the expectation was we could just go sit in a hut for the full week and just chill out for a while and not be forced to do anything. The red tent, is that what it was called?
Yes, but there was the whole superstition, and there was a lot of stuff that went along with just
that. So we don't want to step back.
I don't think going back to that is necessarily a step in the right direction.
Sounds kind of nice, though. You're like, oh, you're just going to leave me
just
alone
a week
for a
off.
Week?
That's, like, not so bad.
You still get paid? Cool. All right. Well, if you have thoughts on that, or maybe thoughts on products that you recommend in this vein, let us know. 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. Coming up on As Goes Wisconsin, 5 more things that can improve your life without really trying. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. always on the Civic Media app.
Rick Smith Show. where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
My early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But it gave my mom and me more time to plan, together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies overnight with a low of 23. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 31 tomorrow. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 22. About an inch of snow Wednesday through Wednesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 27.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. Thank you for listening wherever you are listening on your lunch. Oh, yes, it's not lunch hour. Is it? Maybe it's some people's lunch hour.
Could be a little later lunch.
Yeah. Well, whatever you're doing right now, thanks for listening. And we're going to continue on another five things you can do to improve your life without really trying.
Yeah.
Easy stuff. Some of it's easier than others, as we've found.
True.
But we've been reading 5 to 10 of these a day. It's a list from The Guardian that was 100 ways to slightly improve your life without really trying. And some have been good. Some I've started. Some I haven't. Still not bringing fruit to work.
Yeah. Me neither.
Yeah. But we are on 66.
All right.
So I think I timed this pretty. I think we like balanced this out that it's going to take us through the end of the month.
Right.
And then, I don't know. I guess if you have thoughts, if you like having one of the segments of the show, even if it's short, be a self-improvement type pick-me-up, let us know. Because maybe we'll, I don't think the internet is lack for self-improvement tips or things to...
We can find stuff.
Things to work on. So if you like this, let us know. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And we will keep it rolling, even once we've exhausted the list of 100 things.
Exactly.
So, all right. 66. Don't save things for best. Wear them, enjoy them.
Absolutely.
What do you mean? So don't save things for quote best. What does that mean?
Well, that's like having the beautiful set of china that you only bring out once a year.
Oh.
What are you saving it for? What are you waiting for? You have this wonderful, I inherited my mother's china.
Do you use it?
I use it. I'm trying to use it more. Certainly not daily, only because you can't put that stuff in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
But it's, what are you hanging on to that special candle for? What are you hanging on to that pair of shoes for? Don't wait. Tomorrow you could get hit by a bus.
That's true.
Light the candle. Wear the shoes.
All right. You're a big fan of this one.
I am.
All right. I'm trying to think if there's anything I'm saving.
That you're sitting on?
For a special occasion. I don't think that's usually my MO.
I believe
more likely
you.
The one to accidentally drink the really nice bottle of wine. It's like, I was saving that. It's like, oh, sorry.
Oops.
All right. Number 67. I think you and I can both get on board with this. Whether we're good at it or not is another thing. But sing.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I think the Jingle Bells rendition was just really out of my range. I'm not a great singer, but I'm maybe not as bad as I sometimes make myself out to be. There are people who are worse singers than me.
There are people who are far worse than you. But, and I agree. It's your range. You got to know your range.
Yeah. And so I still sing in the car. I really lip sync more than I sing.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah.
I sing in here all the time.
Do you really?
I do.
See, that soundproofing really works. I can't.
Little bit.
I don't hear you sing.
Good.
But yeah, sing in your car, sing in the shower, sing karaoke.
Sing a song, sing it long, sing it proud.
I truly think, I wish, and if you know of any in the Southeast Wisconsin area, because I know of karaoke places, but what's really, I really like the Korean karaoke places where you and your friends get your own room. Because there's something about karaoke nights where you're listening to other people sing
right.
who aren't great. Listening to other people sing who are really good at karaoke, I'm down. But, you know, and then they pick the wrong song. The thing with the strategic part of karaoke is not, like, singing Three Dog Night, Joy to the World, is a terrible karaoke song because it just repeats itself for basically 3 minutes. And you're like, oh, this is not what I signed up for. I just have to, okay, can we cut it? But when you're with your friends and it's just you and your friends, then everyone gets into it more.
Right.
And I haven't found a place that you can book your private rooms.
That would be a ball.
Yeah, that would be really fun.
Definitely.
Civic Media Christmas party next year?
Oh, karaoke machine.
There you go.
We're on it.
All right, number 68. Think about your posture. Don't slouch and don't cross your legs. I was doing all of those things just now. Don't cross your legs, really.
It's a circulation issue, I think.
I sit here like Indian style on this chair some days because I'm just fidgety. But all right, 69. Hang your clothes up, ideally on non-wire hangers, because it's better for them.
Sure. I don't have a hanger preference. Do you?
I like the felt, the really skinny felt hangers, because then things don't fall off of them because of the felt.
They're a little grippy.
A little grippy. All right. can't wait to see your reaction to this one.
Oh, goody.
Number 70. Skinny dip with friends.
Not a chance.
Ever? You've never gone skinny dipping with your friends?
Decades ago. And it was a mistake then.
Why was it a mistake then?
Because people laugh at you.
What? Who laughed at you? Your friends laughed at you?
My friends.
Just snorted a little bit. That's really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry that happened to
well,
you.
It's okay. I was 16.
I can't believe they laughed at you.
I'm almost over it.
Clearly. you never skinny dipped ever again. You never did it out of spite back at them.
I don't think I ever did it again.
This just took a much sadder turn than I was expecting from a skinny dip.
I'm fine. It's fine. No one needs to see that anyway. Trust me.
All right. Well, I would recommend. I would skinny dip with friends still. Maybe not in Lake Michigan right now, but another warmer pool of water, potentially. All right. Well, when we come back, a new shocking secret. This whole documentary was made in secret.
This is a crazy story.
Everyone had to sign NDAs. And just in Hollywood, and pulling off this kind of surprise and secret movie doesn't happen very often. So when we come back, we're going to talk about the secretly made Brett Kavanaugh sexual assault documentary that premiered at Sundance called Justice. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Bit by bit, your love sneaks away from me. Oh, yeah. Whoa, whoa.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moise. As families mourn from a mass shooting that left 11 people dead in Southern California, 7 people were killed in 2 different shootings in the Northern California community of Half Moon Bay. ABC's Alex Stone was in Monterey Park at the scene of Saturday's mass shooting.
The timing of this, well, the scene is still active and the investigation is underway here in Southern California. Now another mass shooting a few hundred miles north in the Bay Area. Governor Gavin Newsom tweeting he was at a hospital here meeting with victims when he was pulled out. An advisor had been another shooting.
A suspect is in custody. The Gun Violence Archive says there have been more mass shootings than days in 2023, with 36 already this year. A D.C. jury convicted four more members of the far-right Oath Keepers militia group for engaging in a seditious conspiracy to stop the certification of President Joe Biden's election victory on January 6, 2021. Former top FBI official Charles McGonigal was arrested over ties to a Russian oligarch. He pleaded not guilty Monday. This is ABC News.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
The Republican Party on a national level, how many years did they investigate Hillary and Bill? They're still going to that.
They're still looking for her emails, right? But they don't look in the Trump septic tank for half the top secret classified documents that he was flushing during his term. When one party doesn't care about governing, just don't allow anything to happen when the Democrats are in charge, and then they think the American people are going to get boonswoggled into voting Republican again.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
The Rick Smith Show. Where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
It makes me smile, and you have a piano, but if you play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh, my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes. Yeah. I love it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Our guest is Kristen Elfheim, who is the state Senate candidate for District 19 in the Fox Valley.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
There are really good people that have been in Madison on both sides. And if we're not letting the strongest problem solvers win, we're making a mistake.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, always on the Civic Media app.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
Phones, social media, you've kept up with the times. If you can do that, you can definitely save for retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org, and in just 3 minutes, you'll get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We got Jane Matinere on the board. No matter where you're listening, across the Civic Media Network or on the Civic Media app, thank you for tuning in. If you miss any part of today's show, you can always listen to it as a podcast, which you can find on asgoeswisconsin.com/listen or Apple, Stitcher, Spotify. We actually, it gets posted through the Civic Media Network.
Right.
And so the backlog of when things get posted for a review or numbers and stuff like that, I don't have the login for that because it's under the Civic Media umbrella. But it was made aware to me on Friday, some of the really great reviews that we already have on, Apple, you can actually write a review.
Okay.
Versus I think on Spotify, you can just star it, like give it a five.
If you like
out of five stars. But some of the reviews that were left for us were really sweet.
Yeah, they were really, really
They're
nice.
Really genuine and great. So if you're someone who left us a review, that was nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So much.
And if you want to leave us a review, we would love that. And so on Apple or Spotify, you can give us how many stars you think we deserve. And then on Apple, you can write an actual review and also give us how many stars you think we should get. But and then, as always, you can join the conversation at 844-967-2789. So I'm just fascinated by this story because the detail, like putting on a film, any kind of festival is a huge undertaking.
No doubt.
Like, I've been to some film festivals. I've been to a comedy festival. But, you know, the amount of locations you need to secure, the timing of everything, where, who's going where, what the screenings and the parties and the people, and especially in, you like take over a town. So like Sundance takes over Park City.
Right.
And to have the, be able to either pull the strings or however they pulled this off was no easy feat. But a documentary about the sexual misconduct allegations surrounding Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh debuted at Sundance Friday night, and the theater, but it was only submitted on Wednesday.
Real last minute.
And so the submissions for, like, probably, you know, as far as film festivals in the United States, there's basically Sundance and Tribeca, I would say, are the two biggest ones. Obviously, globally, there's Toronto, there's Cannes, there's,
right.
Yeah. But, you know, Sundance in the United States is, like,
it's a big deal.
The big one. And so the fact that this, they even allowed such a late, the people at Sundance seeing it, liking it, and then making time and room for it to then premiere 2 days later, and then also have a sold out crowd. But they did have, it was secured by armed guards, which I also think is not usual for a,
wow,
film premiering at Sundance. So it's been 5 years since this all happened.
It's hard to believe.
It's like, in certain ways, it sounds like not that long ago. I don't know.
But it feels like a decade ago in some ways.
But
it really does.
It was 5 years ago when Brett Kavanaugh was confirmed. And also the allegations of sexual misconduct by Dr. Christine Blasey Ford and Deborah Ramirez. And also the 4,500 other tips to the FBI that were basically just ignored. So the documentary is called Justice, and it's largely focused on how the FBI just totally botched the investigation.
Or did they, it doesn't even sound like they tried.
And I guess that's more of what this film is about. So it was sold out on Friday, and it was only showed to Sundance execs that Wednesday. And the director, Doug Lehman,
I think it's Lehman,
said this was the kind of movie where people are terrified. And he said he's addressed the crowd before the documentary started. He said that people that chose to participate in this movie are heroes. And I think mostly he didn't really put any of Dr. Christine Blasey Ford did talk to him. But from what I read, he ended up not using. There's like an exchange, but most of the things I think they said in that interview, he ended up not using because she's already been terrorized.
The woman's had to move, I mean, yeah, numerous times because of all the death threats.
Yeah, but testimonials from Ramirez. So this was the first time she told her story on camera. It was also friends of Blasey Ford, and then corroborating evidence that the FBI failed to follow up or even fully investigate. And so it's all basically never before heard recordings, and also one of Kavanaugh's Yale classmates talks in it and corroborates Ramirez's story. So the guy who directed it, Doug Lehman. So he is not necessarily a documentary. Like, he's not Sharon Lees, right? It was like, I'm a documentarian.
Right.
He's made Mr. and Mrs. Smith and like The Bourne Identity and other big blockbuster type movies. And so he, as far as I understand, he funded this whole thing because he wanted to keep it so secret.
Right.
And even the making of it, it's not, there's like no production company. There was nothing behind it. It was just him going out and making it. And he worked with investigative reporters. He also ended up working with veteran producers, Amy Hurdy, who, did you ever see The Hunting Ground?
No.
Do you know what it's about?
No.
Oh. when we talk about movies on and whether or not you should feel good after you see a movie, it's a documentary, but it's basically about the rampant sexual assault that happens on college campuses and how with like how hard it is to prove and what the how different schools and universities deal
handle
with it.
Once,
yeah. I saw it back in 2017, I think is when I first saw it, maybe 2018. But it's very good. It's very hard to watch, but he worked with Amy Hardy and Liz Garbus, who also has worked on different documentaries, and they made it in secret. And they spoke to journalists, they spoke to lawyers, they spoke to psychologists, they spoke to classmates. And so it sounds like it's a pretty, I didn't actually see any reviews. I think the story so far has been the fact that they even pulled this off. And it sounds like it's as much of an indictment on the FBI and their handling of this as it is on Brett Kavanaugh himself. But will you see it when it's available?
I will.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And there's an article that I found in the Washington Post that said within a half hour of the news getting out, Lyman said in a post-screening Q&A that his team had already started hearing from people who had sent the FBI tips before Kavanaugh's confirmation. So they're not done yet. The film is done, but now they're getting more tips about Brett Kavanaugh.
But What were you saying?
The only thing I can think, too, is they must have an army of lawyers, because I'm just wondering about libel and slander and all of those things. These are all allegations. But again, I'm sure they spoke to some really good legal representatives.
I mean, yeah, they had to have like understood what their legal ramifications for this were going to be, because I don't think you put all your own money and this much effort into something where you're like, well, this is going to get me sent to jail.
Right.
You know, I would imagine that in working with other people who have made things like if you think of if once you see the hunting ground, you kind of because this was talking about actual cases that were never, you know, while charges were potentially sometimes filed, but there was never anything that ever stuck. And that was part of the point of the movie. Right.
Right.
And so you're still documenting people's their experience and their version. Like I think about this because I guess there was also, you know, the salacious. Think about that there's just a new documentary that came out about Glee and kind of the darker side of Glee that has now had three different cast members die since either when the show, well, with Corey Monteith, it was the show was still going, but the other two after the show was ended. And like I'm not going to watch it. Like I don't care enough, but there's a new docuseries kind of talking about
the dark side of Glee.
And I think for any of these, there's some kernel of truth and sometimes they're more salacious and maybe more exaggerated, but I mean, it's not legal, right? It's not like they're charging people. It's just, I don't know nearly enough about it to say what legally
the law.
You can or cannot say when it comes to these kinds of investigative documentaries.
Sure.
But it'll be interesting to see what kind of distribution it gets, because that's typically what happens at these festivals.
Isn't that why you go there to sell it?
It's independent movies, and you hope to find a buyer who will, if it's Netflix or one of the streaming services, buy it to put on their platform, or if it's a bigger production company, buys it to put into movie theaters. And so I guess we'll see when it will be available for more people to be able to see it. But I think the hope is that it triggers more outrage. And that's what Amy Hardy, the producer, said during the Q&A. She said, I do hope this triggers outrage. I do hope that this triggers action. I do hope this triggers additional investigation with real subpoena power. And we'll see if that happens.
I just don't. Kavanaugh's not going to leave the Supreme Court. No. It's a lifetime appointment. He's not going anywhere.
But I also wonder, is there anything that could happen as far as, because this is the same, you know, the same kind of disregard that the FBI took when they were investigating the Michigan State sexual abuse
with Nassar.
Yeah, with Nassar. And so as far as the you know, all the testimony they got from all of those gymnasts, and they basically were like, nah, we don't believe you, and never did anything about it.
Yeah.
And so if there's even something to be said or done inside of, you know, the FBI, who I guess everyone's just mad at the FBI for different reasons now, right?
I have the exact same thought. It's like they're in everybody's crosshairs now.
Like, who's actually, besides the people who have worked in our FBI, the left's mad at you, the right's mad at you, the right wants to defund you.
Yeah. Yeah. Not a good spot to be in.
But, you know. It was interesting, and so I will definitely watch it when it comes out. But some of the other interesting stories that came out of Sundance, I thought, was, you know, Marlee Matlin?
Oh, sure. So Children of a Lesser God.
Yes. So she was a juror, along with two other people, and there was a movie called Magazine Dreams, and Sundance kind of dropped the ball, and they failed to provide captioning, and so she and the other two judges just walked out.
Well, that's kind of glaring.
Yeah. And so jurors for the Sundance's U.S. dramatic competition walked out of the premiere of Magazine Dreams on Friday night over an incident in which the festival failed to provide adequate captioning for deaf and hearing impaired audience members, including juror Marlee Matlin. And this was after they've been, I guess, under scrutiny for this, because if you think about it, all the international fests, there's captioning in multiple different languages,
right?
Because it's an international film festival, and these movies that are made in all these different languages, there's not the expectation that you read, you know, you know all these languages. And I guess Sundance has kind of been like behind the ball on providing that same kind of access, even though this year they asked people who were like attended, who were RSVP'd to go to this, like all the shows, like what your, if you needed captioning or if you needed any kind of auditory assistance. So I thought that was kind of interesting. And it's also just, I kind of think good for her to be like, you know, I am a famous deaf person. Like, what? Again, it goes to like the amount of detail that has to go into festivals.
Right.
I'm not making excuses for them because that feels like a big one, but someone got fired over that.
Well,
all I'm going to say.
And of all places for them not to be sensitive about things like this, Sundance of all, right? Really? Come on, you guys.
You'd think, but I guess they kind of dropped the ball. Did you ever have any other interesting stories come out of Sundance? No? That was it? All right. Well, when we come back, we'll wrap up today's show. Maybe we'll talk more about rats, because we didn't do enough of that yet. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The radio show your mother warned you about.
Actual tyranny of a dictator. Dictator's gonna dictate Putin. And what did Trump do? Trump kneeled to the man. Embarrassing Republicans, and you're still with the guy? This is your front runner in 2024? Are you even smoking some of Mike Lindell's crack? What are you thinking?
They're the GCCCP. We are the Devil's Advocates.
Live weekday afternoons from 3 to 6.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's your mind, Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really missed you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's your mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
You let him try violin because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies overnight with a low of 23. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 31 tomorrow. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 22. About an inch of snow Wednesday through Wednesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 27.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
On your face, it's just priceless.
I'm trying to figure it out, because sometimes it's very obvious and sometimes it's not so obvious of what your little Easter egg tie-in is. So we'll get back to that, but for the audience, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Reminder that this Thursday is the $1 million ad giveaway, so mark your calendars. You can go to civicmedia.us/million right now and send yourself a sign up to get a reminder when things are live. You can also add it to your calendar and it just puts it right on there for you. This technology, it's just makes things as simple as possible.
Yes.
But there's also an FAQ. So if you have more questions that obviously I cannot answer because we are live on the radio now, civicmedia.us/million Thursday, January 26th, 9 a.m. We are giving away free advertising, and we want you to be part of it. So if you have a product, a service, is there anything else people can sell besides a product or a service?
Pretty much covers it, I think.
It's either a thing or someone's
or
time.
A service,
yeah.
Yep.
And you have customers, and you want to reach more customers throughout Wisconsin, not just in Southeast Wisconsin or Central Wisconsin or Northern Wisconsin. Like, we cover... We're pretty much everywhere right now.
We are.
And if you don't need to cover everywhere, you just need to cover one region, you're also going to be able to tailor it to this, the region that you're going to want to reach. But the whole point of this is you're going to be able to work with our sales team to develop a campaign for what you're going to say on the ad, where it's going to play.
What your goal is.
What your goal is, so that we can demonstrate to you the value of radio ads. And we're doing it for free. So if you want to take advantage of this, you got to be ready, though. Thursday, January 26th. 9 a.m. $1 million ad giveaway. And when you're there, they're going to ask you who sent you. And we need you to say Jane and Kristen.
It was us.
Jane and Kristen sent me. They talked about it a lot. They interrupted the usual programming time and time again so that they could talk about this thing. And I'm here and I'm ready. I'm ready for my free advertising. Because Thursday, Friday, it's gone.
One day only.
All right, what's the story behind that song?
So we took a little detour much earlier in the show where we were talking about the rat movie.
Yeah.
Named Ben. So that is the theme song from that movie sung by Michael Jackson.
A young Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. This is 1972. Yeah.
No, this sounded like a young woman. And it's that makes a lot more sense, yeah, that it was like a young Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So what were the lyrics?
It's about a boy and his rat. So there's a lonely boy, and I know I'm not the only one who remembers this movie. 844-967-2789. Tell me that you remember this terrible movie. Lonely boy named Danny meets a rat who becomes his best friend. And when bullies try to attack him, he has his army of rats that will attack the bullies and take over the world. And of course, things tend to go badly at some point. With a rat colony fighting back.
Oh, the sequel.
To Willard.
To Willard. The way you were describing it, I was like, there is some movie with the rats and they remade it. So this was Ben is the sequel.
To Willard.
Okay.
Classic.
So is this kind of like, what genre does this fall under?
This would be horror.
It is horror.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how old were you when you saw this?
I was 12.
So was it terrifying? Did it make you hate rats? Did it really set the...
It certainly didn't endear me to rats. You know, sure, it's all fine when you're friends with your rat until your rat gets its own army and then it comes back to attack you.
Does it just turn on Ben, or is Ben always their king? Ben always the rat king?
Ben survives, makes his way back to Danny. Danny tends to the injured Ben, but I think Ben dies in the end, the rat. I know, it's so sad.
It's so funny watching movies like that and what it could, like, the impression it gives on you, gives to you
as a kid.
Like, think about a couple weeks ago, maybe the end of December, we were talking about the quote from Steven Spielberg and him saying how much he regrets Jaws being the reason people are terrified of sharks and the increase of the, like, basically, like, shark hunting and killing sharks. And because so many people, I mean, I was terrified of sharks. I saw Jaws granted, it came out well before I was born, but we still watched it growing up. And I was definitely afraid of sharks when I was a kid. And
still afraid of sharks.
Yeah. And if you watch this as a kid, you're like, yeah, I want nothing to do with rats. I'm trying to think of other movies that, you know, what's really the inverse of this that I always think is hilarious. So Peppa the Pig, the show, It's like a children's show.
Right.
And there's one episode where Peppa becomes friends with a spider. And the whole point of that episode is that spiders are our friends and why we shouldn't be afraid of them. And that episode cannot air in Australia. Because in Australia, you actually need to be afraid of spiders.
Yeah. They have some really, really big, really poisonous spiders in Australia.
Really poisonous spiders. Yeah. And so basically, like, the official statement was something along the lines of, yeah, we can't be teaching our children to be friends with spiders on this continent / country because it will kill them. Yeah. It will certainly kill them. We have a good friend who he and his wife, she's from Georgia, but he's from Australia. And they were living in Milwaukee for a little while and now they've left. But they went back for the first time because Australia was shut down for so long.
Sure.
So they finally went back this year for like 3 weeks to see his family. And about every couple of days, we got some kind of picture of a creature. And one, I think, included a spider that was the size of my hand. And I was like, all right, have fun down there.
It's a wonderful country. It really is. And the people are hilarious. But just about everything in the world that can kill you, you will find in Australia.
Which is even, because I've heard that of the Southeast with, you know, snakes and scorpions and stuff. But I think it goes to a different level when you're in Australia as far as the
creepy crawlies.
The creepy crawlies. And then just kangaroos getting all over the place. Yeah.
Kangaroos can hurt you, too.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, that was a fun show.
On one happy outgoing note.
Yeah.
Sister and I went to see a movie yesterday called A Man Called Otto, starring Tom Hanks. It's wonderful.
My father-in-law saw it. He goes, if you want to see a movie that's going to make you laugh and cry, A Man Named Otto.
A Man Named Otto, based on a book, Swedish author. It was originally done in Swedish, which is also a wonderful movie. So if you need something that's going to make you feel not bad.
A little bit better.
Yeah.
You see it in the theater?
Go see it in the theater.
Oh, fun. All right, well... Stick around for Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Unless you're listening to WXCO, then you got the Chad Holmes Show coming up next. Thank you for listening. Thank you for texting. Thank you for calling. This has been As Goes Wisconsin, and we'll be back tomorrow at 11 to do it all again. Now it's me.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin. You're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. It's Dueling Tangents.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.